You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. It was recently reported that 95% of sales professionals have a fear of cold calling. A recent manager of a financial services firm recently admitted to the never-ending revolving door of financial advisors. When asked about his philosophy for dealing with sales call reluctance, he admitted without hesitation, "We give them a script, tell them to think positive, and to pick up the phone. That's it," and he has a career-ending revolving door. Positive thinking by itself never works. Positive thinkers are trying to think one way in order to override how they feel. They consciously attempt to think one way, but they are being the opposite. When the mind and the body are in opposition, change will never happen. Connie Kadensky, 20-year sales veteran, president and professional certified coach of sales call reluctance, and president of Exceptional Sales Performance, helps salespeople overcome their fear of sales, and she is a recognized expert in identifying and eliminating sales call reluctance. Today, Connie will share how you as a business owner can overcome the fear of sales call reluctance to bring in business for the holidays and beyond. Connie, certainly a privilege to have you join us today on Enterprise Radio, and especially to cover this topic.
Thanks for having me.
You're certainly more than welcome. And so what is the definition of sales call reluctance?
Well, sales call reluctance is the emotional hesitation to prospect and self-promote. So it's much more than the cold call that most people are familiar with. When you say sales call reluctance, they immediately think this is a cold call. And may I give a few examples in order to help listeners really connect with that definition?
Sure. The floor is yours.
So an example is a real estate agent that I was actually coaching this morning. So he calls people whose homes were on the market, but they did not sell and their listing expired. So he picks up the phone to see if they're open to talking to him about why their house didn't sell and to reengage. So that's one example. And then also, think about it, a chiropractor who wants some publicity in his local or her local market to pick up the phone and call a television producer to talk about how they want to be called on in case of a story about a chiropractor. So it's just really calling anyone who can get you closer to a goal and asking for what you want. So call reluctance can neutralize any career, not just a direct salesperson's career.
I understand you've written a book as well. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, there is a world bestseller, The Psychology of Sales Call Reluctance, that was written by two behavioral scientists, George Dudley and Shannon Goodson. I'm actually a licensee of theirs. They're two scientists out of Dallas. My book is part of an anthology with other coaches, and my chapter is really to help people understand that call reluctance is nothing to be embarrassed about, but living with it needlessly is. You know, I got a call yesterday from a sales guy from New York. He's been in several sales positions, and he said that call reluctance has plagued his entire career. So I wrote my book, and it's on the cover, and the title is Sales Call Reluctance is Nothing to Be Embarrassed About, but Living with It Needlessly Is. So I want to help people realize that they can overcome that fear and succeed in their businesses and their career.
Now, your area of expertise is sales call reluctance. Can you give our listeners some tips on how to overcome sales call reluctance this holiday season?
Oh, I love that question, Eric, because did you know that the majority of salespeople actually take a mental vacation starting tomorrow.
I believe that. I do believe that.
The day before Thanksgiving, but guess what? They take that mental vacation until January 6th, the Monday after the New Year's, and they actually justify it by saying, you know, our prospects are too busy with the holidays. They don't want to talk to salespeople. Well, let's really get to the nitty-gritty here. The real savvy sales producers, they actually accelerate their prospecting, their networking, showing up at events so they can be assured that they're going to have a productive first quarter in 2014. So here's my tip. You ready for it? That all the salespeople to talk to at least 5 to 10 people a day, that to call on your loyal customers, tell them how much you appreciate them, add value to that conversation, keep prospecting for new business no matter what. So don't kid yourself. Don't lose momentum during the holidays because it's hard to pick it back up and to keep up that momentum. So make a list of prospects that you really want to connect with. You want to send a gift, a card, some brownies, invite them to lunch, go out and do some entertaining. And our prospects are not traveling. So they're in their office and they're cleaning up their desk. And sometimes they welcome, you know, hey, somebody's going to call me. So just pick up the phone and make the call. Keep the momentum up.
Great tips. Today we're joined by Connie Kadinsky, 20 years sales veteran, president and professional certified coach of Sales Call Reluctance and president of Exceptional Sales Performance, helps salespeople overcome their fear of sales, and she is a recognized expert in identifying and eliminating sales call reluctance. She's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I understand that there are 12 types of call reluctance. What are those types?
Well, people can visit my website at exceptionalsales.com, or they can email me and I'll send them an article about all 12 types. So I'm going to just mention 3 or 4. So the number one type of call reluctance and the most costly is the yielder call reluctance. So that is the person that has the behavior that they don't want to be pushy or intrusive. And they're not comfortable asking those tough questions to qualify prospects. So they want to be liked and approved of. They're really more wired to be account managers to keep people happy, but they're not comfortable creating that little bit of tension that requires people to make a decision. So that's one type. Another type is telephobia. And if people have telephobia call reluctance, guess what? They can overcome it in one morning in their office, because I did. And then there's the over-preparer, the over-analyzer, the busy, busy person who just keeps working on their scripts and they just never get moving because they're overthinking the whole process. And then the last one that I'm going to mention is referral aversion, where salespeople are not comfortable asking prospects or loyal customers to introduce them to people who would really benefit from their services. So they just naively think, if I do a good job for these people, they're going to naturally become my raving fan and go out in the marketplace. Well, that's not necessarily true. People, if they're geared for sales, they'll do that. If they're not, they don't think about that. And it does require the salesperson to ask for that introduction.
Now, who should be hiring you at this point?
Well, companies that truly expect their salespeople to be strong new business developers, companies that really want significant revenue growth, and companies that are not naive, and they really do know that direct prospecting is still and will continue to bring in new business, that new business is still coming from salespeople reaching out, prospecting, picking up the phone, canvassing, walking in doors, that those are the people that are the kind of people that really do benefit from my services.
That sounds good. And what is the difference between, say, what you do and an overall life coach?
Well, I work with business people, salespeople, financial advisors, the whole gamut of sales, in really developing that emotional resiliency that they become unstoppable new business developers. My tagline is I help salespeople get their ask in gear. So my clients can measure their results in dollars. And even though it's not easy to separate business and life, a life coach, in my definition, helps people reach their personal goals and to make personal changes in their lives. So in a sense, I do life coaching, but we always start out with business goals so people are more likely to reach their personal goals.
With the extra stress of the holidays, does it make sense to look at your sales goals now, or should a business wait till the first quarter of 2014?
I love it. Another good question here. Is a real goal-oriented, savvy salesperson, they are setting their 2014 goals now, and they're putting the pedal to the metal now. So holidays are a wonderful time of the year. We all love the holidays. We're not partying 24 hours a day, right? There is so much quiet time, downtime, for people to really strategize and put their structure into place and start taking action and getting geared up for that really strong first quarter of 2014.
And in conclusion, how can you be reached and what type of workshops do you provide for the business owner?
Well, feel free to call me at 602-997-1101. It's 602-997-1101. Or you can email me at connie@exceptionalsales.com. And I facilitate business transforming in-personal workshop that is really the fear-free prospecting workshop, and that's more where companies bring me in and we do customized work. And I also facilitate a teleclass series that includes one-on-one coaching and an assessment that measures call reluctance. And this class actually maximizes out at 10 people. But nobody has to jump on an airplane or show up in person. It's all done via the telephone, and it's a very effective format. And I'm in the middle of filling that next class, so there's information on my website there. And then I'm available to coach one-on-one salespeople of all types and all tenures and all experience. That is just so much fun that they get freedom from that fear of prospecting.
Always good to talk about sales, and also sales call reluctance certainly is an issue out there in the market. Certainly appreciate your time spent and joining us here today on ETN.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're most welcome, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Connie Kadensky, 20-year sales veteran, president, and professional certified coach of Sales Call Reluctance and president of Exceptional Sales Performance. She helps salespeople overcome their fear of sales, and she is a recognized expert in identifying and eliminating sales call reluctance. And the website of reference, once again, is exceptionalsales.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.